garlic cloves, crosses, and stakes won't stop the mysterious Dark Prince from a sexy, scary, and bloody evening. Dracula takes the stage at the Hippodrome in downtown Gainesville tonight. The blood-sucking Count, played by Robin Bloodworth, says he's heard many jokes about how this part is in his blood. This isn't Bloodworth's first time acting in Gainesville. He appeared in the 1996 Hippodrome production of Lion in Winter, where a young aspiring actress watched in the audience. Miss Wells is played by the same young girl, Lauren Omer. Bloodworth and Omer share the play's interpretation of the age-old classic.
Dracula has a lady in mind to be his bride for all eternity, and he thinks that the lovely Miss Wells here will be able to help him get to that if he can convince her to. And so he sort of brings her under his power, not so much to be a vampire, but to help him with his
I'm a pawn.
Cause. She's a pawn. We won't want to spoil anything. But
Dracula, he's very hot. Do good, Dracula.
Why, thank you.
He's very intimidating on stage.
I think that might have led to me getting that Dracula. Lauren wanted somebody really to loom over people.
The author of Dracula, Bram Stoker, originally published the book in 1897. Today, the story still thrills and chills readers and viewers. Bloodworth and Omer say this show may be too gory for all eyes.
The audience is probably a little closer to the action than they will anticipate.
It's kind of like a live-action horror film, yeah. And it's definitely not for, like, little kids. Dracula's scary.
Yeah,
scary
five or six,
show.
Probably not. You know, adolescents would be fine and kids, but just not little kids would be pretty scary.
Yeah.
The sight of sharp fangs may be synonymous with pain. Bloodworth learned that lesson firsthand.
And when the first time I jumped off out of the window and landed with my fangs, I bit my bottom lip. So. but now I've gotten used to them, so. The fangs fit right here, and then, of course, I have a large mouth, so we get a little Dracula. I have to say, it's fun. You get to throw in all the acting things that you never get to do in any other kind of shows.
The actors' costumes consist of more than getting fitted for fangs at the dentist's office. Omer says she absolutely loves her costume. She compares it to a German industrial painting, very uniformed.
I've got this long suede skirt on and these absolutely fantastic little boots that I love. I am Lucy's lady's maid, and my hair, I've got very long hair, and it's just all swept back with this big black cloth and big kind of bun in the back. It's dark, and yet it's gorgeous all at the same time. I love your costume, though, because it's very kind of historical, and but it's also got that modern edge of, like, rock star.
Bloodworth describes Dracula's costume as a combination of a medieval look, a royal count, and an animal. He says the costume is furry. Bloodworth adds this is not your typical Dracula costume. The two actors don't need their costumes to get into character. Bloodworth and Omer share a terrifying encounter between Miss Wells and Dracula.
How is Miss Lucy?
I think she's better, sir.
Good.
I'll go get Dr. Seward.
The strain of Mrs. Lucy's illness has made you also ill.
How did you know, sir? It's just a pain in my head that runs down into the neck.
I can remove this pain.
I don't understand.
Such pain yields readily to suggestion.
Excuse me, sir. But if it's hypnotism you mean, I'd rather have the pain.
Oh, you think of hypnotism as an ugly waving of the arms with many passes. This is not my method. What is given can be taken away. And from now on, you have no pain. And you have no will of your own.
The play is directed by Lauren Caldwell and runs from October 14th through November 4th at the Hippodrome. Oh,